Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Michael. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm trying to file for my unemployment.
Your social security number?
4415-5985.
Alright. Your first name?
Rebecca. R-E-B-E-C-C-A.
Your last name?
Pettis, P-E-T-T-I-S.
Your date of birth?
January 21st, 1972.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
I graduated high school.
And would you like to receive your payment through direct deposit or the benefits card?
Direct deposit.
Check-ins or savings?
Yes.
Check-ins? Your routing number?
Hang on 1 second. Let me get it for you. My routing number is 03-11-01-279.
And your account number?
It is 156-14-95-43-068.
What about your mailing address?
135 Brockford Road, apartment 305, Heflin, H-E-F-L-I-N, Alabama, 36264.
Can you repeat the city name one more time, ma'am?
Heflin, H-E-F-L-I-N.
And you said 135 something road?
Brockford, B-R-O-C-K-S-O-R-D.
Alright, what about your phone number?
205 667-2983.
And your email address?
Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A, Pettis, P-E-T-T-I-S, 1972, at iCloud.com.
Alright, so which of the following addresses in Anniston have you ever lived? 1306 Constantine Avenue, 1417 High Oak Drive, 49 Murphy Lane, 5112 McLean Boulevard, or none of the above?
5112
McLean. Mm-hmm. According to your driver license, how tall are you? 4 feet 11 inches. 5
58.
Alright, so which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Azzy Enterprises, Union Real Estate, Waffle House, Whispering Eagle Mountain, or none of the above?
Waffle House.
Did you file for unemployment at the state within the last 12 months?
No, sir.
Have you worked at the state within the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
And did you receive notification that you will have TRA certification?
No.
What about the last day that you worked?
Back in October. It's August or October of 2021.
Was it like at the beginning or the ending of October?
Yeah.
The ending? Or?
I can't remember. Yeah, it's probably the end.
Mhm. Are you able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself or own a business?
No, sir.
Are you working on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No, sir.
Are you attending school or training?
No, sir.
Are you available for full-time work?
Yes, sir.
Are you available for hour shifts?
Yes.
Have you applied or are you receiving a pension?
No.
Have you applied or are you receiving workers' compensation?
No, sir.
And how many miles can you travel to a job?
Anywhere from 25 to 35.
And what is the lowest hourly wage that you can accept?
$10? Mm-hmm.
Did you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a date to return to work?
What now?
Did your employer give you a date to return back to work?
No.
And what about the company's name that you worked for last?
Green Oil.
You said green?
Green. Green is in the color green. G-R-E-N.
Your line is cutting in and out, man.
I'm sorry.
All right. So you said the color green, then D-R?
Green Oil.
Do you have the address?
My what now?
Do you have the company's address?
It's 2216 Almond Street. The company that I work at.
Mm-hmm.
They have several businesses.
And the one that you work at would be 2216 Almond Street, right?
Yes.
And the city?
Eflin, Alabama.
You said Eflin, Alabama?
Yeah, but the main store where the office is in Coldwater, Alabama. I don't have that address.
Land
Do
on
you
the
need
phone.
that?
You said the main office.
Yes, the main office is in Coldwater, Alabama.
Coldwater, Alabama. All right. All right, you can give me the address.
Okay, hang on just a second. Okay, it says 8076 Alabama. It was says AL202 in Oxford, Alabama. Or Anniston, Alabama, it says. Sorry, Anniston. Alabama. The zip code is 36201.
All right. What about your phone number?
It doesn't give a number here. Let me try again.
And you worked in Mobile, right?
What?
The city that you was working in, what would it be?
Eflin.
Eflin, Alabama?
Yes.
You said your last name.
It doesn't give the phone number for the place. I think it's 256. 835-0-0904, but I'm not for sure.
And what about your first day working?
Was in June of 2017.
And you said your last day working was when, one more time? The month?
I think it was the end of, it's either the beginning or the end of October.
2021, right?
Uh-huh.
Did you receive a vacation pay? Vacation pay?
When I worked with the company, I did, but when they let me go, when they fired me.
So the one that you received, how many hours did you receive?
The last check that I got, how many hours did I have?
No, how many hours for the vacation pay?
They gave me a week paid vacation.
So how many hours would that be?
40 hours. But it was only once a year.
40 hours. And how much did you get paid per hour on the vacation pay?
The same as my regular pay.
And that would be what?
It was $11.25.
Did you receive a sick pay?
No.
Holiday pay?
If we worked a holiday, we got paid time and a half.
But did you ever receive one?
Yes.
And how many hours did you receive on a holiday pay?
You were only allowed 8 hours.
8 hours. And you received $11.25 again, right?
Yeah.
And what was the reason why you stopped working?
I got fired.
And the reason why?
She said that I was falsifying time that wasn't. I said no.
You said you was falsifying the time there.
Yeah, because I wouldn't make my employees clock out. I was the manager, and I wouldn't make my employees clock out when they would go get something to eat, if they're going right up the road or around the corner or whatever, I wouldn't make them clock out. So she considered that falsifying time. But the manager before me did the same thing, so I was never told that it was wrong.
So what about the name and the title of the person who discharged you at work?
Leanne Palman.
Leanne.
You're fine, Raymond.
And what about a title?
As a manager.
Alright, so did you commit the act your employer said you did?
No.
Did you receive any warnings?
No.
What did you do to try to resolve the problem?
I tried to talk to her, but she came in and took my keys and told me I was relieved of my job. And all it was that another girl wanted to be my assistant manager, and I wouldn't hire her as my assistant. So she called and told my boss a bunch of lies about me. And instead of her investigating and seeing if it was true, she just ran with the lies.
All right, so do you want 10% of your weekly check to go to the income tax?
Do I want what, honey?
Do you want 10% of your weekly check to go to the income tax?
Yes, that's fine.
And can you get something to write with?
Yes, sir, I can. Hang on 1 second, honey. Okay.
All right, so your PIN number will be 8572. 8572. All right, so it takes 2 to 3 weeks.
You said 857 or 7?
8572.
Okay.
8572. 8572. All right, so it takes 2 to 3 weeks for this claim to be processed. You have to do a weekly certification every week. And if you would like to file through the internet, the web address will be www.labor.alabama.gov. Or if you would like to file through the phone number will be 205-455.
You said www.labor.alabama.gov.
G-O-V.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No.
Okay.
All right. So the number, one more time, will be 205-458-2282. All right, so 2282. Yes, ma'am. All right, so your weekly certification can be made from Sunday, no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not Saturday. Make your first certification by next week. And also, if you have any question about your claim, please call this number 1-800-361-4524. And lastly, your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted either by the telephone or a letter before a decision on your claim is made. So do you have any question?
Okay, what happens if she doesn't comply with it? You know that I don't deserve my unemployment.
What happened if your unemployment, what happened if it is not approved? Is that what you're trying to ask?
No, I'm asking if the employer doesn't approve of it. Do y'all still not approve of it too, or how does that work? This is my first time
I really don't know, but the second number that I give you, you will have to call them to really find out about this. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
All right. So, would that be everything?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, thank you for calling. I hope you have a good day, ma'am.
You too, honey.